We just talked about Congressman Joe Wilson's outburst during President Obama's speech on health care this week. Representative Wilson, by the way, has apologized, and the president has accepted his apology. But combative, demonstrative politics have become a signature of South Carolina. South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint drew fire recently for encouraging Republicans to break President Obama by blocking his proposed health care plan. And Governor Mark Sanford, whose public declarations of his love life have recently captured so much attention, once brought pigs onto the floor of the legislature to make a point about pork barrel spending. Joined now by David Gergen, director of the Center for Public Leadership and a professor at Harvard's Kennedy School. Of course, he's senior political analyst for an outfit called CNN. He joins us from Boston. David, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Scott.
One is reminded the Civil War began in South Carolina, didn't it?
Well, it did. And, South Carolina has had a long history of and is remembered for its poverty, but also its harsh and often racial politics. You'll recall, Scott, in the run-up to the Civil War, it was a South Carolina representative, congressman, who stalked over to the Senate with his metal cane and attacked Senator Charles Sumner from Massachusetts, an abolitionist, and he beat him nearly to death. It was a terrible thing. And people sort of ever since then have accused South Carolina of sort of a harsh politics. But I must say, as a neighbor from North Carolina, I do want to rise to the defense of South Carolina on some issues. This state has come a long way. South Carolina has come a long way in its modernization. It's brought in a lot of, as you know, German and French companies up into the Greenville-Spartanburg area. Mm-hmm. Myrtle Beach has improved. The Charleston has certainly grown the level of
Charleston's one of the best places in the country. Love
Charleston. Absolutely, and it's brought with it a different breed of political leaders. That for every combative politician you have there, there's also a Dick Riley, who was a wonderful governor and is underserved in Bill Clinton's cabinet. Fritz mm-hmm. Hollings, and now Lindsey Graham, is a pretty sweet fellow. By comparison. So there's a different tradition growing up in South Carolina, and I think one can hail that and say, well, there's some of the past may live on, but there's a lot of other things, good things happening there.
David, based on your experience of, I believe you've served every president since Lincoln, haven't you?
Just Grover Cleveland.
Okay. All right. What do you figure President Obama's staff is doing this weekend and will do over the next few weeks to try and put votes in line?
Well, I think that they probably were breathing a sigh of relief after Wednesday night. They had a spirited speech to rally the Democrats, but they're smart enough to know they've got tough fights ahead. I agree with Dan Shore that they're likely to get a bill now, but we haven't seen whether the political landscape across the country has changed very much since the speech. It helped inside the hall with the Democrats. But we haven't had any real polls. We don't know that. I think the country is still very polarized. We've got this barroom brawl over Joe Wilson, and they've got some tough decisions ahead. They don't have agreement on exactly. Yeah, probably no public option, mm-hmm. but there could be a trigger in there that the opposition says amounts to a public option because it's so likely to trigger within a few years. So I think they know that they've got to take this argument to the country. That's why he's going to Minneapolis today. He's got to continue that. And, he wasn't having much success with these speeches before his big speech to the Congress. He's given over 30 public speeches on health care, and yet he's found up until Wednesday night that the country was increasingly souring over. So he's got to play the outside game aggressively, and maybe he can use that springboard Wednesday night to do that. But he's also got to do a lot of work inside. I think here's the thing. I think that he is likely to get a bill, as Dan Shore says. I think the chances are probably somewhere around 70% he'll get a watered-down bill. But if he comes down to the final strokes and a bill is shaping up mm-hmm. and public opinion is negative against the bill, so that you've got, say, 54-46 in the country saying, we don't like this bill, it's going to be hard for a lot of folks to vote for it in the end. I still think he needs to not just win the inside game, he's got to win the outside game too.
Mm. Does he, and alas, we've only got about 30 seconds left, does he make too many appearances? Does he reduce the dramatic effect of the President of the United States addressing the country?
In my judgment, he is making too many appearances, especially in prime time. It's notable that his speech on Wednesday night, when his first joint session early in the year, he had over 50 million viewers. in this speech Wednesday night. It was just a little over 30 million viewers.
David, thanks so much. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, Scott. It's good to talk to you.
David Gergen, director of the Center for Public Leadership and a professor at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government, a senior political analyst for CNN. You're listening to NPR News.